A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech, if you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. Then the Lord will guide you always and give you plenty, even on the parched land. He will renew your strength, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring whose water never fails. The ancient ruins shall be rebuilt for your sake, and the foundations from ages past you shall raise up. Repairer of the breach, they shall call you. Restorer of ruined homesteads. If you hold back your foot on the Sabbath, from following your own pursuits on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, if you honor it by not following your ways, seeking your own interests, or speaking with malice. Then you shall delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the heights of the earth. I will nourish you with the heritage of Jacob, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Word of God. Once again, the Lenten season is upon us. A springtime period for our soul, a time to be spiritually reformed. We are invited into a conversion process and gifted for these next 40 days with the reminder to slow down, reconnect with our God, and discover anew the plans God has for us. Our first reading today from the prophet Isaiah is a call to repentance, an invitation to set aside our own interest and offer ourselves for the sake of our sisters and brothers and for our world. Isaiah gives us excellent guidelines. If you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, God will guide you always and give you plenty and will renew your strength. A challenge and then a reward. Isaiah lived in a time of swords, a time of immense violence and social conflict and neglect of the poor, a time of upheaval, a time not unlike our own time, our own world, with Haiti's misery after the earthquake, Afghanistan's multiple deaths in the past few weeks, Belgium's commuter train crash, Ireland's summit between the bishops and Pope Benedict, and the tragedy of hunger and violence in each of our cities. Our day is not so different from the day of Isaiah. In fact, from Isaiah's time to ours and in every year in between, God's people have always been conflicted. What is Isaiah telling us? In the verses just before our reading today, in fact from yesterday's scripture, Isaiah tells his listeners the essentials of true religion. Free the oppressed, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, and clothe the naked. Or, in other words, prayer and worship without justice, without action, has no value. These are strong words indeed. Isaiah is calling us, commanding us, to have responsibility for our sisters and brothers. And in order to do that, we must situate ourselves with our sisters and brothers in need. We must stand with the powerless and see with the eyes of another. We must brush elbows with the hungry, the homeless, the naked. Or as Saint Benedict reminds us, listen with the ears of your heart. Then we will know who needs to be welcomed, who needs to be embraced, who needs to be invited to our table. A Haitian proverb tells us, we see from where we stand. Where do we stand? I think of the many volunteers who minister with me and stand with the incarcerated women and ex-offenders. They offer time, talent, and valuable connections, and they also offer self-respect, a listening ear, and a compassionate heart. They welcome into their hearts women whom up to this point they had only read about, only to discover when they choose to stand with them that we are all alike in so many ways. We are called to be present, to respond to Isaiah's call of prayer and justice today. We are called to reach out to the forgotten, to share our food with the hungry. We are called to bring peace instead of violence. We are challenged to act justly. Isaiah's preaching was directly concerned with the events of his day. He spoke about unexpected miracles that occurred when people were attentive to each other, when they reached out beyond themselves. You have seen this, and so have I, and we are blessed because of these sightings. May they continue. I pray that this Lent we may be attentive, that we may remain committed to the care of our sisters and brothers. I pray that we may see the suffering around us with new eyes. And above all, I pray that we will respond in whatever ways we can. For then God will guide us continually and satisfy our desires with good things and make our bones strong. Amen.